Hey everyone, welcome back to Git News AI. I'm Skylar, and today we're diving into some absolutely incredible repositories that are pushing the boundaries of what's possible with AI development. Before we jump in, huge thanks to our sponsor Limitless AI for making this show possible. Today I've got five repositories that caught my eye this week, from efficient model inference frameworks to AI agents that can literally see the entire internet. Let's start with VLEM project, VLEM Omni. And wow, this one's really exciting for anyone working with multimodal AI. So VLEM has been the go-to framework for efficient LLM inference. But VLEM Omni takes it to the next level by adding support for omnimodality models. We're talking about models that can handle text, images, audio, video, basically any type of input you throw at them. What makes this special is that it maintains VLM's reputation for blazing fast inference while handling these complex multimodal workloads. The recent commits show they're actively working on FP8 quantization support, which could make these already efficient models even faster. If you're building applications that need to process different types of media, or you're working with models like GPT-4 Omni, this framework could be a game changer for your inference pipeline. With almost 5,000 stars, it's clear the community is taking notice. The Python implementation makes it accessible. And honestly, if you're doing any serious multimodal AI work, you need to have this on your radar. Next up is UnslothAI Unsloth, and this one has absolutely exploded in popularity with over 65,000 stars. Unsloth Studio is essentially your one-stop shop for training and running open source models locally. We're talking about models like Gemma 4, Qwen 3.6, DeepSeek, and even GPT open source variants. What I love about this project is how it democratizes AI model training and deployment. You get a beautiful web UI that makes fine-tuning accessible to developers who might not want to mess around with command line tools all day. The recent updates show they're focusing on stability and user experience, with fixes for ROCm worker tests and chat preset persistence. This is perfect for developers who want to experiment with open source models without the hassle of setting up complex training pipelines. Whether you're a researcher wanting to fine-tune models for specific tasks or a developer building AI applications that need custom model behavior, Unsloth Studio gives you that power with an interface that actually makes sense. The fact that it supports local deployment means you keep control of your data and models. Now, here's something really fascinating. Mempalis, which bills itself as the best benchmarked open-source AI memory system. This repository has over 53,000 stars, and for good reason. Memory has always been one of the biggest challenges in AI systems. How do you give an AI persistent, searchable, and contextually relevant memory? Mempalis tackles this head-on with a system that's been extensively benchmarked and optimized. The recent commits show active development on pagination systems and documentation improvements, which suggests this is a mature, production-ready solution. What's exciting here is that this isn't just theoretical. They're claiming it's the best benchmarked system out there, which means they've done the hard work of proving performance. If you're building AI agents, chatbots, or any system that needs to remember and recall information over time, this could be exactly what you've been looking for. The fact that it's completely free and open source makes it accessible to everyone, from indie developers to enterprise teams. Memory systems are notoriously complex, so having a well-tested, community-driven solution is huge. Microsoft's Agent Framework is next, and this one's particularly interesting because it supports both Python and .NET. With over 11,000 stars, this framework is all about building, orchestrating, and deploying AI agents and multi-agent workflows. What sets this apart is Microsoft's enterprise-grade approach to agent development. The recent commits show they're working on OpenTelemetry integration and MCP client spans, which tells me they're serious about observability and monitoring in production environments. This is perfect for teams that need to build complex multi-agent systems where different AI agents need to work together, hand off tasks, and coordinate their actions. The dual language support means you can integrate this into existing .NET ecosystems or leverage Python's rich AI library ecosystem. If you're building enterprise AI applications or need robust agent orchestration capabilities, Microsoft's backing and focus on production readiness make this a solid choice. The framework approach means you get structure and best practices built in, rather than having to figure out agent coordination from scratch. Finally, we have Agent Reach by Panyin Tong, and this one absolutely blew my mind. This project gives your AI agent literal eyes to see the entire internet. We're talking about reading and searching Twitter, Reddit, YouTube, GitHub, Bilibili, Xiaohongshu, basically any major platform you can think of. With over 21,000 stars, it's clear developers are excited about this capability. What's incredible is that it's one CLI tool with zero API fees. The recent updates include Korean documentation and improvements to Reddit authentication, showing global adoption and active maintenance. This is perfect for developers building AI agents that need to gather information from social media, monitor trends, or research topics across multiple platforms. Instead of dealing with dozens of different APIs and rate limits, you get one unified interface. Whether you're building a social media monitoring tool, a research assistant, or an AI that needs real-time internet awareness, Agent Reach could save you months of integration work. The fact that it supports platforms like Bilibili and Xiaohongshu shows they're thinking globally, not just about Western platforms. That's a wrap on today's Git News AI. These five repositories represent some of the most exciting developments I've seen in AI tooling recently. Thanks again to Limitless AI for sponsoring today's episode. Make sure to subscribe if you haven't already, and check the show notes for links to all these repositories. Until next time, keep building amazing things.